cliffcentral.com.
This is Amanda's song. This is what she's going to be doing this weekend. Partying up a storm.
That just put me in the weekend mood.
Yeah.
Are you ever not in the weekend mood?
Early in the mornings on a Friday, I'm not in the weekend mood. But then like after like 7:30, then I start like picking up, you know.
So Amanda's cousin Extra came back yesterday. You had to go all the way to Lanseria to fetch her?
No, she was quite disappointed. Like,
she wanted a welcoming party, right?
She just sent a message in capital letters like, I'm arriving at 1, please can you all be at the airport? And then I'm like...
Does she think she has Justin Bieber?
Exactly. So I send a message in like with laughing faces. I'm like, Robin, are you fucking ridiculous? I'm like, your airport is on the other side of the world. I'm like, not happening.
Oh, you're on the East Rand. Lanseria is on the West Rand.
I was like, no. And then she's like, oh, well, that's nice. I'm like, yeah, it is nice.
So what did she Uber back?
I don't know what she did, but I landed up seeing her at dinner last night. So
landed up.
Well, it was my grand's birthday, and then Extra was there. So I was like, oh, hey,
well, of
Extra.
Course, she's family. Yeah. How was her adventure in Cape Town?
Oh, no, she said it was really good. She did say she'd rather, if she stayed in South Africa, she'd go stay in Cape Town.
She wants to live in Cape Town.
Mm.
Mm. You see, a lot of people have this idea that it's fun to live. It's great to go on holiday there. Don't get me wrong. Ben, you've lived in both cities. Give us an honest appraisal.
Well, it's like any love affair, really. It's fleeting. You can live in Cape Town and think it's great, but then ultimately you wake up one morning and it's kind of not.
I mean, it's different if you've got a job there, right?
Yeah, if you're rich, basically don't try to be normal in Cape Town. Otherwise, you can live in a place where you're not next to the beach, you're not next to the mountain. You are in traffic. It's basically like living in four ways, but like you know that there's a beach somewhere. So if that's good, if that's an improvement, then hey, by all means, then it's an improvement.
Oh, wow.
But actually, my sister moved to Cape Town in September last year.
Yeah.
And she says for her career, it hasn't been the best. So she's looking to move.
Yeah, of course. That's why you got to be rich. So you've either got to have just a little bit of trust fund or you're a sex worker. Because I think you get more work there as a sex worker.
She could do that.
All right, well, are you saying she could do that?
Yeah, I'm sure she could.
Well, I mean,
that's all good.
She has a healthy appetite for sex.
Well, with a name like Extra, I reckon she could be quite the stripper as well. I mean, come on. Extra is a great name for that kind of stuff.
Actually.
Wow.
Never thought of that.
Let's not malign the poor girl.
She's trying to, like, educate me. So we're sitting at dinner and, like, all quiet and whatever. And then she's like, yeah. And Cape Town is, like, in this, like, drought. There's like, no water there. I'm like, Robin, I've been living here. She's like, oh, did you know about it? I'm like... Where do you think I live?
Someone says it's 15 minutes to the beach, Ben. Go to hell.
Okay, cool.
And
with traffic?
Yeah, all right. Let's not get aggro. While we're on the messages, Temba sent this to me. It's a very attention-seeking email message here from Temba on WeChat. It says, I started listening to you guys in 2007, but I think listening to you daily has screwed my mind into thinking that you guys are my friends. I sent the longest message for 2 days about my road rage drama without getting any attention from you. Oh. And I feel like my message was probably stupid after getting zero attention for 2 days. What? I will never message you on this thing again, but I will be listening.
Sorry, I'll take this. Timber, when you look at a message that long, it takes one of us 5 minutes to read it, to then, because we're not going to read an essay here.
Yeah. And we don't read everything. Sometimes stories aren't entertaining and we don't want to bore our audience like some radio stations do where they just read out SMSs all
sure.
day.
Sure, rather just email us. Email us and then we might bring it up. But I mean, those messages...
And of course we're your friends and of course we care, but we can't be reading every single message. So don't be so needy.
They also refresh quite quickly. So your message could be on screen for all of 20 seconds, if that, not even.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you have to bitch about chicken 2 minutes after I bought my KFC burger, says Rusty. Now what? Yeah, that was Anthea, not me, Rusty.
She's not eating chicken. You KFC at 7 in the morning?
Yeah, Rusty doesn't mess around.
Hey, it's Friday.
Anushka says, I just woke up. It's after 7 a.m. I have a meeting with my boss and a potential client at 8 a.m. I'm not sure if I should continue sleeping or scream or cry hysterically. And here I am sending messages to you guys. I can't today.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yes.
We've all woken up late. Trust me, it happens to me often. I actually worked out yesterday because I was feeling guilty. So I worked out. I've probably overslept since we started Cliff Central, probably about between 20 and 30 times. It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
But if you're doing a show, let's just figure this out. I'll give you the percentage right now. So we do 5 shows a week, and we maybe do 45 weeks in the year. So that's 225.
If you feel guilty, you really shouldn't be justifying this.
No, no, I've worked it out for my pleasure. So 675 shows, and I've probably, let's say at the upper end of that, 30. So 30 out of 675 shows will give you, let me just figure this out. You see, when maths comes up, that makes it 4% of the time. That's a lot. Sure. But it's a hazard of doing early mornings. This is going to happen every now and then. So I apologize for all those times I have been late. Craig from Cape Town says, back up surf phone. Keep up the great work. Oh, okay, right. He's going to go and surf. Shell have a steady source of cash. Lots of cyclists in Cape Town. Lineup definitely a good idea. Sia just needs to juice it up a bit so people appreciate your lineup.
Okay.
Ben, this Black Mirror that you told us to watch. Mm. What the hell? I struggled. I abandoned it after season 1, episode 3. In Cape Town.
No, you shouldn't have. Okay, firstly, in season 3, they actually shoot in Cape Town, and then all your Cape Townians just lose your shit when that happens. And there's some really amazing episodes. And unfortunately, some of the episodes are hard to watch because we live in a world that's hard to sometimes fathom.
How long are the episodes?
It's about 30 to 40 minutes.
No, they're quite long, like 50 minutes. The Christmas special's like...
Oh.
A bit more than that, and the final episode's like a full feature, like an hour and a half.
And you're already on what season now?
Well, there were only, I think, 13 in total.
13 seasons?
13 episodes in total.
Oh, no, but you...
Like, season 1, I think, only had 4 episodes.
Oh, okay.
So, I've watched them all, and
it's worth
some of them were like, they just freak you out.
They are pretty freaky. It's the idea behind this show that makes it clever. And you know what? I didn't watch past episode 7. Of the first season either. I think there are only a few in that one. But it was very thought-provoking and very clever. Yeah, I should get back into
it. You should get back into it. And that Christmas special with John Hamm is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
I'll watch for John Hamm.
It will freak you out, and you'll watch it, and yeah.
CS says you'll watch for John Hamm. Why?
You don't get to see John's ham, though.
Never mind, then. I'll give it a pass.
All right. How about the news?
Let's.
All right, then. How about we begin in Cape Town, where the panel on the assessment of key legislation and acceleration of fundamental change. Ooh, doesn't that sound like
fun? What a title.
They were holding a roundtable discussion in Parliament yesterday. And the organization Ndifunu Kwazi claims that housing in Cape Town continues to be developed along racial lines, locking black and colored people into areas far from the city center. The NGO was briefing a panel which was chaired by the former president, Khalema Motlanthe, in Parliament. The high-level panel on that long word that I just said, they held this roundtable discussion. I'm not saying it again. And according to Ndifunu Kwazi's Hopolang Sibelalo, she said that most black and colored poor and working class people still live in crowded, poorly serviced areas on the margins of the mother city, and that these spatial patterns are being reinforced by new developments located in far-flung areas. Now, the Human Sciences Research Council's Professor Ivan Turok, he also told the panel that government policies are entrenching unequal access to land across the country instead of easing the problem. Turok says that workers spend between 20% and 30% of their monthly income on transport costs, a burden that the locations of their homes forces on them. Now, the panel also heard from other experts on how to address the question of access to urban areas.
The biggest enemy to... the eradication of poverty seems to be government at the moment. I hate to say it.
Mm.
You know, because we like to look around and then we go, well, that person has and this person doesn't. So it must be the person who has his fault. But the person who has nothing to do with the situation of the person who doesn't. It's government. And I just read a story yesterday about how the Gupta farms in the in the Free State, those farms that Ace Magashule helped them to get, those farms paid for their wedding in Sun City. The money that went to the Guptas for those farms was meant to go to young black farmers, first-time black farmers. It went to the Guptas. Now, you know, you've got to remember who your enemy is in a situation like that. Your enemy there is the government. The government have channeled money to the Guptas instead of to black farmers. So when black farmers can't get their farm going, that isn't the fault of Johann Rupert or the chairman of Absa Bank. It's the fault of the government.
Yeah, but that's exactly who the responsibility was being put on yesterday, right, in this discussion.
Yeah, that's why I think that these discussions are important. They're boring as all hell, but we need to listen to them. Otherwise, how the hell are we going to improve the lives of ordinary people in this country?
That's never going to fucking happen.
It might. Oh. It has happened in other countries. Mubs, we've built more houses, and we've got the fastest growing middle class over the last 20 years of any country in the world. So don't say that.
You know what? I don't believe it. So
it's the truth. Those are statistical facts.
I'm happy to be proven wrong. I'm happy for that to happen. I'm just sick and tired of us continuing to have the same conversations with no apparent solutions in sight.
When government get their act together, they manage to get things done. It just hasn't happened for a very long time.
Well, we need to overthrow the government. This is what we keep saying.
Careful, that's called sedition.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. All righty.
Careful. Whoa, shh, shh, shh.
All right. Done here.
Moving on.
Okay, to a bit of mindless news. And mm-hmm.
We love that.
The Jenner sisters have gotten into a bit of trouble with some serious heavy hitters and have now been backed into a corner where they have apologized.
What happened?
Well, Sharon Osbourne has taken a right dig at Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Mm-hmm. The pair, they've got a whole bunch of business things that they're dealing with, right?
Right.
The most recent of which involved releasing a series of vintage t-shirts for their fashion line.
Okay.
The basic idea of these t-shirts sees them taking historic legends from the world of music, whether they be album covers or images of the artists. They have these historic people in the background, and then they slap their faces on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the vintage t-shirts, minus the faces of some people who are famous for the sake of being famous, would usually, you know, they wouldn't harm anyone if they were affordable.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is that these have been priced at $125.
All right. So those are not cheap t-shirts.
These are not cheap t-shirts, but then again, it is Kendall and Kylie Jenner, so you know.
$100 and how many dollars?
$125 per t-shirt.
Okay, so we're talking about around 1,700 rand a t-shirt.
Yes. So they've done a whole series of these t-shirts, right? Okay. They used Pink Floyd, they used Tupac, they used Notorious B.I.G., and then they made the mistake of using Ozzy Osbourne's image as well, to which Sharon was not having any of.
Okay.
Which is when Sharon got involved. On Twitter, she posted, "Girls, you haven't earned the right to put your face with musical icons. Stick to what you know."
Good.
"Lip gloss."
Good.
Stick to what you
Notorious know. Notorious B.I.G.'s mother was also not having any of it. She also took to social media, posted a picture of Notorious B.I.G.'s t-shirt version with a big X across it. And she said, "I am not sure who told Kylie and Kendall that they had the right to do this. The disrespect of these girls to not even reach out to me or anyone connected to the estate baffles me." So now she's considering suing them.
Okay.
To which Kendall and Kylie then quickly went into damage mode operation.
"I am sorry."
Following the backlash, the t-shirts were removed from the website. Both Kylie and Kendall have also deleted all social media posts referencing the collection. They then issued a joint apology which says, "These designs were not well thought out, and we deeply apologize to anyone that has been upset and or offended." No, in this case, it's about image rights. It's not about people being offended.
It's not offended or upset, honey.
It's about image rights. That's all it's about. It's about the money. This is Hollywood. You two should understand this.
But I kind of like what Sharon Osbourne said. She's like, "You haven't earned the right yet to use the face of a musical icon. You are you're a lip gloss spokesperson. That's all you are.
Stick to what you
know. Stick to that.
I made a mistake, and I apologize for it."
Yeah. There we go. That was actually Kendall.
Oh.
Sounds quite manly in that clip because that also runs in the family.
Manly sounding woman.
Well, you know, I mean, Bruce is making no effort to sound like a girl. None. He sounds exactly like this.
I'm actually glad.
And he sounded like this when he was in the Olympics.
We're done, right, with Caitlin, right? We're done.
Oh, please.
Done how?
Like, can
like,
we
don't
just
want to
leave
talk
it?
About Caitlin
there
anymore.
Are certain stories that I'm so tired of. Even Pil Cosby now, I'm done with him.
Pil Cosby,
I'm done.
Okay, so Pil Cosby and Caitlin Jenner, should we wipe them off the agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pil is going on tour now. We spoke about that a couple of days ago.
He's giving talks to young people about
town hall meetings. You can't even finish that sentence
without
laughing.
Can you imagine?
You honestly cannot, because none of us can take that seriously.
So I got this message from Pil last night. You know, he and I are WhatsApp friends. Uh-huh. He said, I don't
know who this Miss Trial is, but I would like to buy her a drink.
Oh, no.
So I had to explain to him the Miss Trial and what it was.
Yes.
Anyway.
And true to Hollywood form, there are talks that he's now trying to bring Fat Albert back.
Oh, that was the animated series, right?
That he was behind.
Okay.
So, you know, talk about actually making money off this entire situation. So that's why I'm actually done talking about him now.
All right, that's the end of him.
Yeah, we're moving
good
past that.
Well, we're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side,
moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Thank you.
There we go.
That is great.
That was especially for all those people who didn't like the discussion Ben started yesterday about theme songs. Just want to give you a big middle finger this morning.
That is great harmonizing.
All right. That was beautiful. Ben, I loved Black Mirror, says Treshka. I am a born and bred Cape Townian. We have the mountain, the beach, and the wind with no money. I'm an estate agent. It baffles my mind why people from up north would give up the comfortable lives to come here. They're so shocked to find out how expensive everything is here. I find it really stupid. Well, Treshka, you know what? There are good and bad things about Cape Town. You guys sort of prioritize a lifestyle, whereas we prioritize work. It's the one major difference. And
yeah, look, Gareth, but I hate to sound like a broken record, but this whole lifestyle thing, it's like living in a brochure.
Ben, people in Cape Town seem to have a very brochure-like lifestyle. I mean,
bullshit.
They
the people
very
who are rich enough to live on the Atlantic seaboard, cool.
Okay,
that's great. But other than that, you're just lying to people.
Of course, Ben lived in the wild when he was
lying.
He lived in the wild, so this is part of how his experiences may be different. You want to say
something else in the news?
Yes. Drop something in there.
I was waiting for you to say what else is in the news. There you go. So the strength of this woman is absolutely like astounding. A year after racing car driver Gugu Zulu died while trying to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, his wife, Lesego, will be returning to the mountain to honor him. So as everyone is gearing up for Mandela Day celebrations in the month of July, Lesego has said that she decided last year, actually, that she would be part of this year's Trek for Mandela climb up Kilimanjaro. And this is all, by the way, undertaken each year to raise funds to keep girls in school by buying them sanitary pads. So they're following this year's theme as well is hashtag climb for Gugu in honor of the late athlete. So Lesego goes on to say, even as I was descending last year with Gugu, I knew that I had to return again. I had to do it for him and I had to do it for me as well. I had to do it for the people this initiative helps support.
It feels like it was so much longer ago, right?
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
It's only just a year. We're only coming up to a year.
And she actually revealed, I think on our show when she came in for that interview not so long ago, it was in January, that she was going to go back up to the mountain. And, you know, she's trying to put her life back together again. She's got things that are going on. She's a real go-getter. I have such respect for this woman.
Absolutely. And also bearing in mind that in May this year, Gugu's father passed away.
Mm.
Because, you know, he lost his
cancer.
Yeah,
it was
cancer.
Oh, cancer.
So, I mean, just that, gosh, that family, they've had a rough couple of years, you know?
Well, a lot of people are having a rough time because you know what ransomware is?
Yo, what a story this is.
This is some scary stuff.
What is ransomware?
This is where you get to your computer in the morning. Imagine you switch on your computer and you find you can't access your files. Your screen is completely locked. There's a message on the screen of a lock saying to you, you may not access your screen or files unless you pay a fee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is this...
It's cyber criminality, right?
But
it's called ransomware.
How exorbitant are these fees that they make people pay?
Well, it depends, because they're trying to like hack a whole bunch of people. So it can be as, well, you say nominal, but I mean, it's still quite a lot. Around sort of $200 fines that they like to call it. But there's been reports that these criminals are making about $3 million a year by just tapping up a whole bunch of people for these $200 fines.
Oof, ka-ching.
Yeah, they can make a lot of money. And it looks like it's official. It looks like it's like the FBI, but it's actually just a bunch of crooks who are trying to get money out of you. They give you an account and you have to transfer the money, and then they'll let you have your files back.
So if you watch shows like iRobot, right, there were similar things there where we saw this coming, like Black Mirror as well. There's an episode where there's this teenager and he's watching child porn. And he has to go and do these things because now he's under ransomware.
Yeah.
But there's this entire show where there's like a whole bunch of people in one area who are being held to ransom, essentially. And eventually they've got to like kill each other. They've got to like steal things. They've got to rob banks. All because their computers become locked and they get threatened like this.
Well, there are ways to protect yourself against this, and it's worth looking at these. We may even have to get an expert in here one day to help us understand some of it. But there is what they call anti-malware. So you can create a backup plan to ensure that your most important data is safe. You could store a backup of your most critical data online or offline with a secure cloud backup service. You can make sure your operating system and applications are up to date. Use caution when opening email attachments and don't click unsolicited email links. That's how they get in.
Exactly.
You know, you sometimes get those emails. Hello, Mr. Sia. We would like to offer you a stone fireplace from Ching Wong Stone Fireplaces. Click here for free fireplaces.
And you really want a fireplace, so you click.
Yeah, so you click on it. Next thing, your computer starts going haywire, and it's the end.
So, yeah, you've really...
$3 million.
You've really got to be smart about this kind of stuff. But at the same time, like, spam messages. My brother sent me a message yesterday, which was clearly spam. And I said to him, you've got to be more careful about this kind of stuff, because if you just read it, you know it's false. Mm-hmm. And, like, every now and again, you get those police messages that the people forward, which are kind of useful, talking about hijacked syndicates, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But a lot of the time, all the stuff gets shared, and people get into flat panic about something. If you just read it, take a deep breath, work out, like, what's actually happening here. You could be sharing viruses. You could be sharing things that are going to mess it up. You've got to be smarter in this day and age.
On the other side of the scale, these criminals really are so smart.
They are smart.
It's actually annoying.
It's their lives, yeah. It's their life.
They are 10 steps ahead of us.
Just think, when we wake up in the morning, we want to do our jobs and be really too honest. Some people wake up and they want to be shit. Like, that's all they want to be. They want to be devious. They want to steal. That's all they want in their minds.
You see, and it's not going to stop with just what we have on our laptops. When they now start going onto, you know, our social media, if they now say, we have your Facebook profile.
Oh, they got all of that.
But that's exactly where they start. That's where they start. And you get these people who are posting pictures of their children. Oh, look, here we are, the first day of school. And then it's like, they know exactly geographically where the kids are. So the kids are unattended. It's like, oh, yeah, Johnny started football today at so-and-so school, geotagged. And there he is. Okay, cool. So the kids are unattended for the next 2 hours.
So if there's a creep, they'll know where to find the kids.
Do you really have to share so much about your lives? It's just stupid.
Hey, Tess, what's up?
Hey, guys. Can I not see you as well?
No, you're not allowed to see us. You got to hear us.
Demanding.
I was very proud to do that. cool. I just wanted to call in to say two things. One of which, I went to the new Rockets last night. Flipping amazing. We went for a work function. It was awesome.
So you see, we weren't just going on about it because we liked the place. It was because it genuinely is superb.
Yeah, it's going to make work quite difficult today, but it was a really fun time. I really enjoyed it. It's beautiful, absolutely stunning venue.
Nice. I'm glad that you like it as much as we do.
Absolutely. And another thing. Yeah. So guess what I'm doing in August?
What are you doing?
I'm going to Amsterdam, and guess who I'm going to hang out with?
Nice.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, Tess.
Now, how did this come about? Did you start messaging him on Instagram on the back of the show, or do you know him? Do you guys go way back?
That actually did happen, but I promise I was not one of those awkward girls who was like, you know, he initially called in at one stage and was like, these girls are messaging me and they're so keen. I promise I wasn't one of those, actually.
Don't worry, we are not here to judge, though.
No, this is not judge.
Rob says that about all the girls.
Exactly. Yeah. What actually happened is that I saw Gareth when you were there with him, mm-hmm. and I messaged him about that. And I was like, oh, it's so cool that, you know, you guys got to party together. And then he messaged me back and then we started speaking. And he's like, and I said to him, I was like, I'm coming to Amsterdam. And he's like, we have to party together. So we're going to try call into the show. But that might mean like orchestrating some kind of early nap over. So I don't know. You guys are not hooking good things up here.
Hey, you know what else is good? Is that everybody's starting to connect to everybody else. Apparently, Rob has started talking to Simba in San Diego. And now the two of them, two of them are talking all the time. So we're making a big extended family here. I like this.
Exactly, 110%. And he also says, Ben, you and him DM quite a lot as well.
Yeah, quite a lot. Sorry, Tess, did you subtly allude to the fact you're probably going to sleep over at Rob's house for this conversation? or am I hearing things?
Did you really?
Just because of the time of the show. I mean, other reason other than the fact that we're sleeping fast.
Totally. Again, this is no judge area. We get that.
No, Tess, you need accommodation. I mean, I don't see what the problem here is.
There's also that.
Exactly. And I mean, if we can connect via our love for Cliff Central, then it's not a bad thing, right?
There we go. Cliff girl. Central coitus.
Go and get yours.
See, we spoke about levels last week.
I think, Tess, you gotta embrace the possibilities here.
Yeah, Tess.
What do you look like,
I'm
Tess?
So grounded. Sorry?
What do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Can't you see me now, Scott?
No, I can't see you on a screen. I only got your audio here in the studio. Hang on. Amanda.
That's the whole point of Skype, though. That's why I'm calling in on Skype. Amanda, I can see myself. I thought you guys could see me.
Amanda, you can see Tess. Tell me what she looks
see
like.
Tess. Yeah? She's really, really pretty. Her eyebrows on fleek and she has a really nice smile.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Amanda. You're a great addition to the show, by the way. We absolutely love you.
Oh, thank you.
Blonde hair.
Fun story.
She's a brunette.
She's a brunette. Mm,
hang on, I'm coming to look.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Not one to miss out on any
snatching
opportunity here.
Yeah, but Tess makes a point. We should be able to see everybody. We really should have two-way visuals.
Yes, very nice. All right.
Oh, really? It has the Gareth approval.
I just took a look.
Man, oh man.
All right, Tess. So you're gonna go and shack up with High Rob for a couple of days. That's nice.
I didn't actually say that, guys. You're putting words in my mouth here now.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what, Tess? Regardless of what happens, I'm just gonna remind you that high sex is the best sex.
Thanks, Buzz. I really appreciate your backing. I knew you'd back me up on this one, hey?
Okay, thank you very much. Lovely, Tess.
We'll speak to you guys soon.
Okay, be good.
Thanks for day show.
Okay, bye. There we go. It's one big family, huh?
I mean,
everybody's getting to know everybody. These hackers are smart, says somebody on WhatsApp this morning. I'm a conveyancer. I've received spam with a whole story of a new client who found their own buyer for a house. And then the PDF attachment is supposedly the offer to purchase. IT guy said it was a hack. Mm. You got to be so careful, man. Morning, Ben. Just for you on the court case you did yesterday. Highly entertaining. One fact that you should have included, this is in the Bounce show that Ben did yesterday. One fact that you should have included and provides a synopsis and deliberation on my take. Farhan Behadin, strike rate of and 56 ODIs. Have only ever come against the team like Ireland, against teams like Ireland, UAE, Bangladesh, etc. These, in my mind, are only as good as the provincial teams he revels against in the domestic scene. No, Behadin should not play for the national team. I'm with you. Thanks again. Maybe do a court case once a month on a different sport.
Yeah, next month, look, Vettel, I think the court Hamilton. Case thing could come back quite soon. I did make those points, but the judge was not hearing me. It was a very tough court case yesterday, but I think I won in the end.
Well, Stephen liked that very much. Stephen says you were right on the money.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right. Very good. Yeah, be careful of emails that look like WeTransfer links, apparently. That's where they catch you a lot of the time.
No.
You gotta be so careful. Everybody's trying to get your info, you know?
Yeah. But these hackers are really slick, though.
Mm. Oh, so they're terrible. And then they demand, they'll hack a company, for example. This happened just the other day. Big ad agency. And they had to pay them like $30 million. So, I mean, it's a great way to make $30 million. But if you get to, if this happens to you, you have no option but to pay them. There's no way out. So just install all that stuff on your laptop, and I suppose you've got to do it. And you've got to be careful what you click on your phone as well, right? Because it can come through on there.
You see, but the Basic Education Department's website was also hacked on Wednesday evening. So hackers are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
And these hackers actually posted like photos, like gory photos and message addressed to the government. And I quote, to the government, the American people and the rest of the world. So the spokesperson for the Basic Education Department, Elijah Mhlanga, said they distanced themselves from the brutal images of decapitated corpses, which included children. And he said the images incited hatred and violence. So, I mean, like...
Jeez.
I don't know.
It's getting messy.
So, currently, the site is down because of this. And they've asked the public just to be patient while they worked on the website and to find out more about this. Nasty.
Hey, we are the Malware Bytes. That's anti-malware software distributor in South Africa. ProData Computer Services can direct you to one of our resellers. Always an opportunity for someone to get a free mention right here. Yeah. Steven says, ha ha, if she wants to hit that with Hi Rob, you go, girl.
Yeah.
That's right. If you want to WhatsApp us, 0797482090, you want to call us, it's Cliff Central, one word, on Skype. I think the phone lines work, but I'm almost frightened, so not working. Balesa looks like she's shaking her head.
Yeah, she is.
Balesa, you've given up, right?
So yesterday... No, the day before, Greg and Michael from Telemedia were trying to fix it. So they need to literally take out the whole, I don't know.
The whole system, the whole telco system?
Basically is.
Oh my God, is it that bad? Wow, it sounds, I mean.
It sounds so bad now, but you still hear that annoying sound.
Yeah, how is it that I can phone Azerbaijan and I have a clean, clear phone line, but when you try and call Cliff Central, it's like.
It's that metallic ringing.
It's so embarrassing.
And on this side, it's fine. Problem is when it goes through there.
Yeah, well.
We can use Skype, though.
Is there asbestos in this place that's messing things up?
There must be something. Maybe there are ghosts.
Between our headphone ports and our telephone line, there's something in here which is just stifling us.
It hates us.
It's the ghost.
It's the ghost of the roof that Sia is worried about encountering. No encounters with ghosts since last time we spoke about this?
Any updates about that ghost whisperer person? Dory's friend.
Well, yes. Between that and possibly John Edwards in a couple of weeks. John Edwards can do a live reading in our offices to find that. So yeah, we're getting a little...
Maybe he can just ask the ghost directly, like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And then they can get out. Isn't the point of, like, ghosts supposedly, the mythology is that ghosts are trapped in their ghostly state
realm?
Because... Yeah. They're trying to get they want to get out, they want to go away, but they've got unresolved business.
Because it was, I think, last year, there was Mark Cook who came into studio.
Yeah.
And he actually said that he could feel something in this building, but it was.
Yeah, but that was just Damon's flatulence.
Wow.
That is still lingering around.
I wish I could take this stuff seriously. It's like when someone says to me, oh, you know, I'm terrified of demons, or I've seen someone who's possessed by demons. I'm like, well, the best way to not be possessed by demons is to not be religious. Irreligious people are never possessed by demons. Have you noticed that?
It's funny that, when you watch movies like The Exorcist, it's like, then the atheist couple moved in and they had trauma. No, that never happens.
No, you have the poltergeist and the pots and the pans are flying all over the house.
Yeah. Paranormal activity.
And the oven switches on and drawers open up on their own. And
then the vicar gets hit by like a spire.
And then all of a sudden, a couple who don't believe in that stuff move in and guess what? No poltergeist.
Yeah.
So save yourself. Don't go to church.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's such a good slogan. Save yourself. Don't go to church.
Give it up. Hey, listen, we've got the box for this month, and Ben was putting it together yesterday.
Yeah, I am the box master around here all of a sudden.
The box is a collection of unique memorabilia. It is... Money, the stuff that money can't buy. It's stuff that we talk about on the show. It's stuff that relates to the show. Yesterday, we added a signed photograph of Justice Malala.
Whoa!
Wow. Gareth, you're not meant to be revealing our big trap.
Come on,
here.
I could put this in. I could put this in there.
People very, very, very good picture.
He was sitting there doing his work, and Ben caught a snapshot where he's sort of got half an eye open. It's a terrible picture.
Yeah, it's look, and it's then, not the most flattering picture, but it's a good one.
And then in brown, Justice wrote a little message to whoever wins the box. Isn't that exciting?
Yo.
Look, it's something that I would want, but now someone's going to get it.
Well, the other thing that's in there that we can tell you about is Ben's horrible mug, the poo brown mug.
Which I haven't used all week, actually, out of respect.
And he insisted on wrapping it in bubble wrap. And I said to him, don't bother. If it broke on the way, people would be just as happy to have it. They don't want to use it. He's like, no, it's very important that we don't break it.
Oh,
such
shame,
a horrible
man.
Mug.
But there's some other really nice things in there. Actual of value, and it's very very well packaged this month. I got to admit, last month's package might have been a little bit loose.
Right. I heard the spirit in the studio is the ghost of FM radio. Apparently, since you left, the ratings are in the toilet, Carl. Well, that's the truth. I was talking to someone about this 2 nights ago, and when talking about the ghost, you must play Sia screaming. Come on now. Says someone else.
Oh, nothing sounds better than that scream.
Well, that's going to happen when I have an encounter with the ghost.
Poor Sia. He gets here before everybody else early in the morning, and he has to sit there, and he actually locked the door the other day.
You have to.
He got in here, he locked it because he was sitting on his own, and I could see that the door, I had to put in the code and everything.
That is just too good.
What are we laughing at?
No, we weren't laughing.
Thanks.
Not at all.
I mean,
all right. What else is going on? Come on, let's look
sorry,
at some.
Are we done with the box here? Can we have a look at a bit of professionalism
all right.
here?
If you want the box, here's your final chance to get it because it's the end of the month already, right? Today is the last day of June. It's no ordinary prize. The show box for the month of June is filled with unique items that money can't buy. If you want to know more about what's in the box, you have to win it this month. Ben's now famous Pooh Brown coffee mug is in there. There's also a signed photo of a major Cliff Central celeb. I revealed that that's Justice because you wouldn't expect to see something from Justice in there. Even something from my recent travels to Europe. Yes.
Mm.
If you want to win it and a whole bunch of other cool stuff, show us how you are introducing the Gareth Cliff Show and Cliff Central to other people with a hashtag SendMeTheBox. We've received some incredible entries already. Hashtag SendMeTheBox. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, however you prefer to interact with Cliff Central, submit your entries, use the hashtag, and you could be June's winner of the show box. That's right. You've got to live in South Africa, by the way, to receive the prize, because we are not sending this to your ass if you live far away from here. Get over yourself.
No, ma'am.
Your ass is too far away.
If your ass isn't in the Republic of South Africa, forget about it. Okay, what else do we need to know?
So, get ready to just basically shake your head at this story, quite honestly.
What?
A 19-year-old young lady in America is facing manslaughter charge after fatally shooting her boyfriend in a YouTube stunt gone wrong.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yep. So, basically, she shot her 22-year-old aspiring YouTube star of a boyfriend on Monday after he convinced her to fire at him with a powerful handgun from about a foot away, which is basically like 30 centimeters, while he held an encyclopedia in front of his chest. This is what authorities in the state of Minnesota are saying in court documents. So, Pedro Ruiz is the boyfriend. Had presented another book with a bullet hole on one side and no exit hole. So basically we're saying like, this is amazing. This is what will get us, you know, viral views. We're going to be this shit right now. He tweeted on Monday, me and Pedro, his girlfriend, are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever. His idea, not mine. Ruiz died at the scene from a single gunshot wound to the chest. Police recovered a pistol used in the stunt, which was filmed by GoPro cameras that Ruiz had set up. But just stupid. What makes it worse is the couple already have a 3-year-old daughter, and the girlfriend was pregnant with their second child.
I have an important announcement. This is the kind of thing that we should encourage.
Pardon?
We should encourage stupid people to do whatever they want.
Including not have kids prior
including
to the
trying
stuff.
To go viral. No, go viral, do your thing. I agree with you, Ben. Don't have kids. But remove yourself from Earth, because it's full and we don't have space for you and we can't be looking after everybody. This is not something to be sad about. This is not something to be horrified or traumatized by. Please, everybody, maintain your composure. This is stupidity. And stupidity works very well to prevent further stupidity by removing the person who was stupid from the gene pool. It's called Darwinism.
Okay, I am upset by the story.
For whom?
Do you know the victim? What?
No, I don't know the victim. I don't understand why she's facing manslaughter charges when the boyfriend said, "Here, take this gun and shoot me in the chest."
Because
it was his idea.
She still killed a person.
Yeah, but it was he is an up and coming YouTube sensation.
Yeah. Well, now he is.
He wanted to do a stunt.
Yeah, that's a good
and
point.
How's that turning out for you, baby? Take this gun. I'm going to hold this encyclopedia in front of my chest. You shoot me, and then we're going to go big.
But then maybe it's a new crime, okay? So now it's viral manslaughter. It's the least of all the manslaughters. You get literally like 4 days of watching YouTube videos and not being an idiot.
Yeah, or you are banned from social media for life. That is the sentence.
The Sheriff County, Jeremy Thornton, dismissed the claims of an accidental shooting. He says he wouldn't call it an accident. It was an act that was purposefully done. An accident would be an accidental discharge of, a bullet. But currently the girlfriend is released from jail on $7,000 bail on a second-degree manslaughter charge on condition that she wears a GPS monitor and not access firearms. Just great. Stupid, though.
It's great. I have no problem with this. This is fine.
Don't feel bad.
No. Dog in that meme that's sitting in that house that's burning? And it says, "This is fine." You know that dog?
No.
There's that dog. There's a picture of that little dog that's sitting. You know what I'm talking about, Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a dog sitting in the middle of the house at a table. And the dog is smiling. It's this little horrible cartoon drawing of a dog. And it just says, "This is fine," as the whole house around it is burning. This is fine.
I need to find that meme.
It's so good. Look for this is fine.
Oh, dog. Yes.
Yeah.
This is fine.
There's nothing wrong. Just sitting in a burning
house. The dog with the big googly eyes. It's terrific.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, speaking of that, my favorite new meme, it's something that's been going around for a couple of days now, is the how to talk to short people. Have you seen these?
No.
You posted that on Instagram.
Oh, it's so good.
The best. So, Mubs, how to talk to short people. And it's got a person, and then in the left-hand picture, it's a person, and there's a short person, and then the tall person has kind of got their hands on their knees, and they're bending over to talk to the short person, and it goes, X, wrong.
Yeah.
And then next to it, it's got a short person being pulled on the rack to make them taller, and then it says, correct. And then there's another great one where they've got the short person, and then the short person is being hoisted on a crane to eye level. And it says, correct.
I didn't even know these like emojis existed, but Shubi commented on your Instagram with just middle finger emojis.
Because Shubi's short, so she obviously took personal offense. And then there's a great one of... And there's a great picture that Ben sent me of him with his hands on his knees in exactly that pose, bending down for a photograph of the guy in a wheelchair. That's how you talk to short people. It's terrific. Hey, apparently Dumi was talking about us on Cliff Central, or rather on TV yesterday. If someone can pull that off of the WhatsApp feed. I don't know how that works. Balesa, can you try and do that? Can you try and get that clip for us? Someone sent it on WhatsApp.
Okay.
Of Dumi Morake talking about us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She's about to start the Jacaranda Morning Show.
Mm.
Ooh, very exciting. Dumi is busy.
She is busy.
She's going to start the morning show, and then she's also got a TV show coming.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
It's going to be based on one of those late night talk shows that they have in America, for example.
Excellent. She'll be superb.
It's going to be one of those.
She'll be so good.
Very busy.
By the way, some people are adding some stuff to that story about the dopey idiot who shot the boyfriend and the dopey boyfriend who allowed himself to be shot. It's something you would expect from Minnesota after watching Fargo, says Luvuyo. And also, he says, she used one of the most powerful pistols in existence, a .50 Desert Eagle. Isn't that the gun?
That goes through a...
That's a very powerful gun.
Go through
gun.
A car.
Yeah.
Stupid. And then here's another very, very desperate last-minute attempt to get the box. It's the weekend, baby. Please confirm my entries to send me the box. Thanks. Have a great day, Neil. P.S. I didn't have time to do Donald and Kofefe, but I will explain next time. I want the box. It's Mubs. It's time for you to get that MTV show you wanted. Geordie Shore, South African version. Josie Shore, or For Sure. Make it happen.
For sure.
I reckon it would be much more entertaining if South Africans have more diverse culture and just as naughty and have a wild banter. Slap a few East Randers in the house and you've got a show.
Oh, I think maybe you meant Amanda.
I think it's for
that's,
Amanda.
That's
yeah.
Amanda's vibe.
Yeah, Amanda, we must do that show.
Because for you, it's just choreographing a music video. Yeah.
By the way, we had our first episode of East Randers. You can go and get that podlet on cliffcentral.com. And then all of next week, we'll be looking at some more characters from the East Rand. Among them, I mean... Dave, who does the show that comes on after this one, Dave is Levinson. He's from there. Mm-hmm. He's from the East Rand. He's partied with Amanda before in the East Rand. Huh?
He has.
Who else? George Meany, Tyron from the Auto Trader show, Auto Central.
Also from the East Rand?
Also from the East Rand. No, they're from the East Rand. What were they saying? What's the postal code that you guys were busy?
1610.
1610 for life. They were saying in the no, they were. They
literally
were busy.
People go and get tattoos done of 1610. Oh, I've got a friend that's like off one.
That's the sound of the East Rand for most people. Just the airport. That's the only place C has been on the East Rand.
Yeah, that's. I'm fine with that.
Are you sure? It's very nice. It's a lot of fun to be had.
We should research like famous East Randers who know that they're so many.
Are you kidding? They've got Princess Charlene. They got Charlize Theron.
Bucky's Buerta.
They've got all the famous people from the East Rand. Chris Harney used to live there. I mean, the East Rand is absolutely chock-a-block full of famous people.
Big people come from there.
Correct. Thank you, Amanda.
16-10. Damn right.
Hey, what are your plans for the weekend, you and Extra? Are you going to be doing stuff together?
We're having a cousin sleepover tonight.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we're going to go out.
Where are you going?
Truth.
Ah, Truth. I've never been to Truth. I've never been.
Is that also in the 1610 zone?
No, that's...
It's in Midrand.
Yeah, in Midrand.
Oh, my bad.
Ben, you been there?
Gareth, I think I almost died there.
What? Ben has been shot.
Yeah,
no, I almost died at Truth. What happened to you?
One of the scariest nights of my life was at Truth. Okay, so I used to be a DJ back in the day.
Yeah,
DJ Ben K.
And I was DJing. Right. I was DJing in the VIP room, VIP area, and it was like this. It was quite a big party that night. Mm-hmm. And true story, I still don't know what really happened. Okay, I was drinking back then. I was drinking like vodka and lime or whatever small boys drink. And my drink was just suddenly knocked over. I don't know if it was me. I don't know if it was someone else. But the drink was knocked onto the mixer, okay?
Oh.
So I'm thinking, oh, shit. Because now the music was going like... Doof, 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 and then it stopped. And now we've got like 150 people looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, shit, this isn't good.
Yeah.
No, it's
so
terrible.
I start like fiddling around with RCA cables. And I start looking around. And then suddenly like manager person shows up. He's like, yo, what's going on, huh? And I was like sweating a bit now. And like, I genuinely did not know really what happened. Like, did I knock my drink while I turned around to get another CD or whatever? I said, fuck, I don't know, dude. Like, I was playing and then suddenly the music just stopped. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll get my technician. So anyway, there's another guy comes in. I got two guys looking at the mixer.
Two guys.
And like, people go, oh, what's going on, DJ? Like, jeez, oh, that's great. And now I'm sober. I'm sweating. It's like, you know, you get like kneecap for stuff in this area. And then eventually the guy's like, well, shit, you know, these things happen. We'll have to just play the music from downstairs. So I was thinking, okay, that sucks. I mean, do I still get paid? I mean, I don't know. And then the guy moves the mixer and a whole bunch of liquid just falls out of the mixer. And he goes, well, it's pretty clear what's happened here. So I'm thinking, fuck, this is I'm going to get killed. I'm going to take him to the car park. This is like a story for Carte Blanche. I'm going to be shot in the head. And then the guy says to me, and then now I'm sitting outside. And I'm thinking, like, you know, what do I do? Was this my fault? Was it not? And the guy comes, he goes, look, don't worry about it. We've got cameras all over the place. So we'll know exactly what happened.
Oh, no.
And then I thought, like, shit, I just gotta go. And I just sort of left. And then when my phone rang for the next month, I just didn't really answer it.
Oh, so that's the reason,
God, Ben.
The real reason you quit being a DJ.
No, this is like, oh, no, I still DJ if like, yeah, but I mean, this was a very scary moment. And that place is an old snake park, right? So I go downstairs thinking I'm being followed to my car and shot in the head.
It's at the old snake park.
I think that's still there, right?
Is that right?
So yes. Now I'm kind of like, I'm looking over my shoulder as I walk out of this place. And I'm thinking, this is, I'm going to get killed. And then there's like this massive snake stuff and people were like fucking out because it's truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a great night of mine.
One of my friends is coming up from, she's actually been in Hong Kong for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's coming to Johannesburg for like one night and she wants to go there. And
it's really nice. No, people think it's bad and it's hectic, but honestly, it's like one of the best clubs I've actually ever been to.
How often do you go there?
You see, it's really a long draw, so...
What does that mean?
As in, like...
Do I need to pack supplies?
You're only going to leave there, like, just after the sun comes up.
Oh, my God. Oh. No, I'm too old.
So you go there at, like, 11 o'clock, and then you leave at about, like, 8. But you try not to stay there too long, because then sometimes you get these idiots that want to start shooting people in parking lot.
Jesus.
Yeah, see, I thought I was going to be that guy on the receiving end.
Wow. All right, here's Dumi on... Palesa says she's not very happy with the quality of this clip. So for whoever sent it, you could have done better, according to her.
Have you done much radio before?
I used to be on Cetro, which is internet radio. Done a lot of radio interviews.
Yeah, that's all she said. She used to be on Cliff Central, internet radio. And she said that was where she cut her teeth.
Okay.
Before she goes and does a morning show. I think it was on... what's
the
that?
Dan Nichol Show.
Dan Nichol. Thank you very much.
Nos.
Yeah.
Which is more than what Eric said when he went on that show.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Really?
Eric, who's cutting his teeth here every week, and he says nothing about
us. Didn't mention us once?
Not once.
Oh, I'm going to give him
He didn't even mention that Dave Levinson's his mentor.
Well, because, I mean, who would want to mention Dave Levinson?
Yeah, fair enough.
But I understand
that. He didn't even wear his Levinson and Levinson shirt.
I still think that is like... So just to say screw you,
you know,
to
Goliath, when Eric Jensen comes in the studio just now, we need to bring up
what a useless son of a bitch our Dave Levinson is. He has a t-shirt made that says Levinson and Levinson.
I don't know. Oh, God.
There isn't such a thing.
Yeah,
I saw Donovan Goliath.
It's not anything.
No, it's nothing. I saw Donovan Goliath the other night. I actually told him about it. He said, "You're joking."
It's legit.
Levinson thinks he's funny.
And then he has to improve. You know,
and he makes Eric wear it.
Yes.
It's like slavery.
At least the Goliaths, there are a lot of them. There are more than enough of them, you know, to just carry the crewness of it. And that's a movement where people actually want to wear the t-shirt. Dave forces people to wear them. And there's one Levinson. Like,
there's only one.
Like, why are we even? He needs to explain this himself, really.
Oh, what a moron.
Stupid thing.
Oh, that's terrific. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Living in Table View now. On my 30th, I went to get a tattoo, and there was a guy there getting a huge 1610 tattoo, Amanda. That's from Dave. And that's in Cape Town, they were getting a 1610 tattoo, huh?
Even if you leave the 1610... You will always be part of the 1610.
It never leaves you.
Well, there's some people sending their own 1610 tattoos in. I've got pictures here on the screen of 1610 tattoos. I kid you not. I'm Vale, born and bred, moved to Cape Town. So my wife made me a hoodie with 1610 on it.
There we go. You can take the guy out of the 1610, but never the 1610 out of the guy.
That is amazing. Lol, I emigrated from Benoni, but I always tell people I'm still 1610. Oh, although Benoni's not the Vale.
Yeah, no.
It's something you would expect. Someone says that's very embarrassing that people get 1610 tattoos. There we go. You say it's embarrassing. Some people think it's their pride and joy. East Rand famous people. DJ Sbu is from there. Lira. And Greg says me. I'm also from there.
Oh.
Okay, Greg. Didn't know you were famous, but there we go. I mean, fame these days. Listen, everybody's famous these days. Everybody's an influencer. Yeah, you have 100 followers on Twitter. You're an influencer. Everyone is an influencer. You should be using your influence.
Famous in the Vale.
Right. Make the veil famous. We should start that hashtag. Make it internationally known that the
or
veil
infamous.
Is famous.
Hey, you choose.
Oh, hell. No. Let's give credit where it's due. All right. Joey Razdeen's coming to talk to us in the next couple of minutes. He's been sitting outside here, and I know we're wasting his time, so let's bring him in the next 5 minutes or so. And I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's sporting a much more funky hairstyle lately. And he looks happy. He looks like he's having a good Friday morning, which is awesome. Because that's why we brought him in here, to make all of us feel better. So it's a little psych session with Joey Razdeen. That's coming right up. That's Dave Levinson arriving. CliffCentral.com